This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tens of thousands of Boston landlords have until the end of this week to register their rental units with the city. It's a new law meant to make Boston's supply of apartments safer. And as part of the law, inspectors will be checking many units once every 5 years to make sure they're up to code.
But some landlords and tenants say the city should be targeting known violators, not good landlords. And with the registration deadline just days away, most property owners haven't even signed up.
Listeners, we want you to weigh in on this one. Whether you're a landlord or a tenant, or if you just have an opinion, let us know if you think this registration and inspection program is going to make apartments safer, or do you think there's a better, more efficient way to crack down on problem properties. If you own rental property in Boston, let us know if you've registered. And if you haven't, why not? And if you did you do so reluctantly? Tell us if you think the city even has the resources to be inspecting tens of thousands of apartments. You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. And we have three guests with us in the studio to talk about this. One is Brian Glasscock. He's the commissioner of Boston's Inspectional Services Department, which will be doing this registration and inspection process. We're also joined by Harold Brown. He's one of the largest landlords in Boston, has been for a long time. More than 5,000 residential units throughout the state, about 2,000 or 3,000 of those in Boston. Also with us, Kathy Brown, no relation to Howard Brown. She's the coordinator for the Boston Tenant Coalition. And Brian and Harold and Kathy, thanks to all of you for making the trip to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Brian Glasscock of Inspectional Services, let's start with you. Can you lay out for us why this law was put in place, what it's trying to do?
Simply put, there's an unknown amount of rental housing in the city of Boston. There's no database that existed prior to this regulation that let us know where all the rental housing was. There was a law on the books. It's been on the books since 1984. And amended, I think, in the 90s, that required landlords to notify the city when a unit turned over and have it inspected within a certain period of time after the turnover. But we were getting very little compliance with that law because it required the landlord to notify us. So rather than be sort of reactive and wait for units to turn over, we felt that having a proactive approach to this, making sure that somebody got in and checked these rental units at least once every 5 years to make sure that they met the minimum sanitary code requirements, the health and safety requirements, was not an unreasonable thing. And imagine an apartment that someone's been living in for 20, 30 years could certainly have devolved into something that didn't meet the code. If you wait for it to turn over, you may be waiting too long.
You mentioned that there's an unknown number of rental apartments. And when we had originally called your office to ask if they had an estimate, we were told about 250,000. That ended up getting amended down to 140,000. So there was quite a spread, I think, in terms
right.
of what's out there.
I think the 250 includes all rental units of all types. This ordinance really only applies to about 140,000 units. So if you take out the federally run facilities, the Boston Housing Authority facilities, that number begins to come down.
Right. We should note that the exemptions here are government-owned or operated, as you said. And
yep.
in the case of owner-occupied buildings with 6 units or fewer, they will have to register, but they'll be exempt from the inspections.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, of these, say, 140,000 rental units in play here, so far, only about 47,000 of them have registered. So mm-hmm. not close to most by far. What mm-hmm. do you think accounts for low participation?
I think people don't understand. We've done our best to get the word out. We've got billboards all over the city and bus shelters. We've done at least 3 direct mail contacts to property owners and rental property owners. But like anything, it's a new program. People are getting used to it. And people have a tendency to put things off to the last minute. So the deadline has not yet passed, and I suspect that we'll have an influx of folks over the next 48 hours, people trying to do it. You can register online. You can register at 1010 Mass mm-hmm. Ave. You can register at the City Hall truck, City Hall To Go, that travels all over the city. So we've got a lot of options for people.
For people who don't register by the deadline, what will the consequences be?
Well, there's a lot of angst over that, and
within inspectional services within the city.
No, I'm within the public. I think ISD and the city. I think we know how we're going to deal with that. First and foremost, we've got a pretty good list of problem properties of landlords that have a bad track record of complying with the sanitary code requirements, folks who have long history of violations and noncompliance. And those are the folks we're going to go to first to say, listen, we see that the deadline's passed and you haven't registered with us. You need to take steps to register right away, or we will begin imposing the fines, which can be up to $300 per unit. And I think other folks, that if you're a landlord in good standing, you haven't you've otherwise maintained your property, we want you to register right away, but we're not coming looking for you first.
Brian Glasscock, Inspection Services Commissioner, will come back to you for more details. But I want to turn now to Harold Brown, again, one of the largest landlords in the city of Boston, perhaps the largest. Harold Brown, what do you think of this plan?
Well, I believe, as the commissioner said, said plan has been in effect for some years. You're absolutely right. But there hasn't been, people have not complied with it over the years. I think it's very well motivated, and its objective is well-meaning, because we obviously want apartments to be livable. However, I'm not sure if it's workable, only because of the fact that there are just 140,000 apartments, and I think inspecting them even once every 5 years is going to be an impossible task. And I know the Inspection Services Department is actually quite efficient. Whenever a tenant complains, that they write down and they come right into the apartment and they inspect. So I think it's working now, and I'm not quite sure why they got this new program, why they need it.
Harold Brown, your company, the Hamilton Company, at this point, have you registered your rental units
program? We are in the process of getting everything ready. We're not sure we understand exactly what we're supposed to do, but I don't handle that. So,
do you have an estimate of how much this will cost your company in registration? And then on top of registration, there are inspection fees.
I do not.
Okay. Do you know whether you anticipate increasing your rents to make up for the extra fees you'll be paying as part of this program?
I don't at the moment, but in general, an increase in expenses usually results in an increase in expenses and usually results in an increase in rent.
And Harold, for you have been written about much over the past decades, and in the past, your company has not had the best reputation. There have been a lot of complaints made to ISD. I think when we called Inspection Services to ask, most of the open complaints had to do with trash pickup and that sort of thing at this point. Mm-hmm. But given your history, and of course you know this, do you think that a program like this, had it been enforced during the decades when there were a lot of complaints coming in about your units, would it have made your company and your units better?
Well, I can only answer you by saying that I totally 100% disagree with what you said. I am told that we have one of the best records at Inspection Services. We have very few complaints percentage-wise based on the number of apartments. And when we do have a complaint, we fix it up. So I don't know where you're getting your information.
Well,
but that's not a good way to start with facts that are totally wrong.
But
please.
If we go back decades, I mean, as you know, there was...
We're not going back decades. We're talking about today, are we not?
We are, but in the past, you know, for example, there you had been convicted of trying to bribe a city official, so there are many
people... Well, we're talking about inspection of apartments. Are we on... Am I on the right program?
You are on the right program.
Can we stick to the subject, please?
We will, but I think the
and
point...
And also, I would like your facts to be correct if you want me to participate.
Of course. The point I want to make is that in the past, you have had complaints from your tenants, and I'm wondering if
of
had...
Of course. We have 5,000 apartments. Of course we have complaints from our tenants. But I think if you check with Inspection Services and... Maybe you can or cannot corroborate this. I think you'll find that our track record is that we immediately respond.
Let me turn to
is
Kathy.
Is that not true?
Let me turn to Kathy Brown. She's a coordinator for the Boston Tenant Coalition. So again, Kathy, you can speak for a lot of tenants. Your thoughts about this program?
Well, we are supportive. We think that this is a proactive program. That there are a lot of housing units. We get calls, complaints, people living in substandard housing, and. The system that used to exist put the onus on the tenant. If there was a problem, it was up to the tenant to make the complaint. And a lot of tenants don't know their rights, don't know how to go about doing that, and are fearful of the retaliation, what could happen if they do that, or losing their housing. And so, you know, this is sort of basic. It's enforcing the state sanitary code, and it's like a cost of doing business. Being a landlord is a business. And it's a cost.
Do you agree with Harold Brown that this seems unworkable in his view?
No. I mean, I think it's going to take time. I think it's going to take time. The fees, which I think are minimal, but they will go towards, you know, being able to staff this, to, you know, expand this, to do this. I think it's going to take time. I also agree. I think everybody agrees, you know, that ISD needs to start with, you know, the most problematic landlords, and, you know, go from there. But it's, you know, again, we think it's sort of basic, and, you know, there's a lot of housing that is unhealthy and unsafe, and tenants have a right to, you know, a safe and decent home. And this is a proactive approach, taking the pressure off the tenant, and, you know, putting it on the landlord to make sure that they're complying, again, with the state sanitary code.
And certainly in the case of elderly tenants, students, sometimes immigrants, they may not know what the complaint process is, or
absolutely,
they may be frightened to complain for fear of the wrath of their landlord.
Absolutely.
But do you think that now, it's interesting, we spoke with someone who represents sort of tenants who mm-hmm. basically said he thinks that some tenants would rather simply have housing that they can afford rather than see housing prices or rent prices go up because the fees will be passed along by landlords. Could they be afraid of a sort of a rent increase backlash of this program?
You know, yes. And, you know, we've thought about it, and that is a concern. And definitely for some people, you know, bad housing is better than no housing, and especially looking at this crisis. But when you actually, come on, folks, let's look at the fees. If just passing along the fees, that would be $25 a year. That would be about $2 a month. You know,
it's $25 per unit, $15 per year registration. So
right.
I think the numbers are relatively little, but there's
right.
certainly a concern. Some people feel that it's a lot of money and they're not sure what it will ultimately accomplish. And maybe Brian Glasscock of ISD, you can answer that for us. For people who feel like it's a revenue grab, that they're not sure that ISD can do what this program is meant to do, will this be a profit-making program for the city?
Not even remotely. This is going to take a lot of resources to do it. And as Mr. Brown rightly pointed out, there's 140,000 units being inspected once every 5 years. That's, you know, 27,000 or something like that a year. Right now, we're doing about 22,000 inspections based on complaints. So we're more than doubling the amount of inspections that will need to happen per year. So we need to add some staff. We need to develop the database and the technology tools that will allow us to process that number of registrations and inspections each year, and to keep this program going. And it seemed that the fair thing to do, rental housing is a business. To have the cost of regulating that business be borne by people who are not benefiting from the business, in other words, having ordinary taxpayers pay for it versus the landlord, didn't make a lot of sense. So the fees, to our mind and from what most of the folks we've talked to, fees are entirely reasonable. $25 a year, $25 for the first year, and the renewal fee of $15 each year just to maintain a database and keep this program going is not unreasonable. And the inspection fee just covers our costs.
Harold Brown, in the brochure that's gone out about this program, there's a reference to, for example, lead paint certificates, facade certificates, fire escape affidavits. I'm sure there are landlords out there that are thinking, do I have those? Am I supposed to have those? Do you as a landlord have a sense of concern about the possibility that an inspector could be making regular visits to some of your properties and finding things that you may have not even realized were out of violation and might have had up to date if you had known?
No, we don't have any concern about that whatsoever. We have, if there is a complaint, we have inspections, and we have called on inspections when a tenant leaves. But of course, therein lies one of the problems. You have, for example, in our case, we have about 400 or 500 turnovers to September 1st, and it's going to be impossible. I mean, you'd have to be a magician to be able to inspect all the apartments. And if they're not inspected, how does the tenant move in? How does the tenant move out? It'd be a tremendous jam. But I do want to say one thing. I totally agree with Kathy Brown, where she says that the fee is very reasonable, especially if you're not the one paying it.
You mean if the landlord is paying it?
Yeah. No.
The property owner.
If Kathy Brown isn't paying it, the fee is very reasonable.
Sure. I want to put out again...
I'm not making the profits.
Listeners, again, we would like you to weigh in.
You do the work and you'll make the profits.
We'd like our listeners to weigh in. If you're a tenant, would like to know if you like this idea, if you would like your landlord to have to be registered with the city, if you'd like an inspector to come in once every 5 years or so, or do you worry that that registration fee, that inspection fee will be passed on to you? Do you think there is a different or better way to make Boston's apartments safer? So let me go to a caller from Jamaica Plain. This is Pamela. And Pamela, you do know about this program?
Well, I just found out about the program, to be honest with you, a couple of weeks ago. And the postcard that I received in the mail, I actually received after the date that was printed on the card that said the registration was closed. So when I heard the promo for the show, I didn't even know registration was still open.
Brian Glasscock of ISD, you can explain what happened there.
Yeah, we printed up a lot of postcards, and we've done a number of mailings. So we realized that when we sent out the third batch of mailings that you got, they actually went out after the official close. We'd extended it till August 31st.
That was because of the low amount of registrations.
Because of the low amount of registration and people's frustration. Plus, it was frankly, it was summertime. We realized that an August 1st deadline, a lot of people who were out of town traveling, may have missed the mail. We're trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. We're not out to punish people. We want them to get registered with us, though, and we want them to do it as timely a fashion as they can.
So originally the deadline was late July, early August. It's now the end of August.
Yep.
Any chance there'll be another extension if you don't get the participation you're hoping for?
No, we've been pretty clear. We're not going to keep extending it because where does that really end? What we're telling people is. Go online, register. You can contact 635-1010 for more information. You can go on the city's website. You can download the form. There are many different ways to register, but you need to do it as quickly as you can. And if you're a landlord who's got a bad track record with us, has been unresponsive to complaints or violations in the past, then you should expect to be hearing from us if you haven't registered. Get on it. We've been pursuing this now. This has been a program that's been talked about since December of last year. We've had plenty of publicity on it. We've done plenty of mailings. There's no way you should not know about it at this point.
We also have a caller from Chestnut Hill. This is Sarah. And Sarah, your thoughts about this program that will require all landlords to be registering their apartments and in some cases have them inspected periodically?
Well, my question is specifically for prospective tenants. How would tenants know if a specific unit has been registered and inspected? Would there be some kind of certificate issued to the landlord that a prospective tenant could request? Would there be, sort of the good housekeeping seal of approval that a tenant can ask, has this unit been inspected, and to see how many years has it been since that last inspection?
Sure. So the quick answer there is the inspections don't actually begin until January of 2014. So there wouldn't be any inspection records on file now. But that's certainly a fair question to ask of your landlord. The message we're trying to get out to folks, and especially this weekend with all the student turnover, is trying to educate people to become good self-advocates, to be good consumers of rental housing. If you're going to go buy a car that costs you $10,000, you're going to do a little research into the product before you buy it. But we're finding that people, especially young people who've never made these kinds of decisions before, are signing on the dotted line. They're committing to spending, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year in rent, but not having done the background checks on their landlord. The landlord's doing a background check on you. You should check out your landlord. You should check out the property.
Kathy Brown of the Boston Tenant Coalition, do you have thoughts about this? Well, do you see some tenants really embracing the idea and wanting to check the registry to see if their landlords are in it?
Sure. I think some tenants, will be interested in this and want to see in terms of prospective landlords. It would be, good information to have. I hope that the information is accessible, like a tenant could look up online, or call up and find out if the units have been inspected, if they're registered. I think that is important.
We have a
And it's a public record. It's a matter of public record. So certainly you can inquire at the Inspection Services Department. But there's also a system of identifying landlords who repeatedly fail to comply with the law, repeatedly have violations. They begin to accrue some points and will get themselves designated as a problem landlord, requiring annual inspections and additional penalties. So there's certainly an opportunity for people to get that information.
I want to go to another caller who raises the point about the known problem properties in the city. And this is Charles calling from Somerville. And Charles, your thought about this program, your concerns about the program?
Well, I was just wondering why you can't just pursue the known landlords that aren't taking care of their properties in the way that they should and providing the housing that they should to the people. Why can't we just crank down on them?
And there actually is a problem property initiative in the city. But why, mm-hmm. what about that, Brian Glasscloth? Why not just simply look at the properties that cause you a lot of problem, put all your efforts there?
It would be great if we could do that and that would solve the problem. But one... I can give you lots of examples, but one especially tragic one that hit the BU community was the fire on Linden Street. Here's a building that really didn't have anything in the way of complaints or violations against it, yet there were 16 or more people sort of living in this building in unsafe conditions. No one had been in quite some time, number of years, seen the unit. It had turned over many, many times, you know, at least once a year, because you get a new crop of students in there. And this would have fallen through the cracks. No one would have ever been in there. No one was in there to see the condition of the property. Had this program been in place, at least once every 5 years, somebody's going to get a peek in there and say, okay, look, you can't have this accumulation of debris in a stairwell. You can't have 16 students living together like this. It's overcrowded. The other example that comes up all the time, every time there's a tragic fire and you find out it's a senior or somebody who's disabled in a home, they've been there for 20, 30, 40 years in the same apartment. No one's ever looked at it. Those are the kinds of things we don't get complaints about. We don't get complaints from people who are recent immigrants because they're frankly afraid. They don't want retaliation. So the very people that we're trying to protect are the ones least likely to let us know about a problem.
And Kathy Brown of the Boston Tenant Coalition, I'm interested in your thoughts on this caller's point that perhaps the city's casting too wide a net and they should be really honing in, zoning in on real problem properties, real known offenders.
Well, I mean, I think they are. As they've said, they're going to be prioritizing you know, the ones with the bad track records. But I think, you know, as Brian pointed out, the Alston fire, that was, you know, there are properties that are off the radar. And the city should know, you know, who's out there, who's owning stuff, who's, you know, in some of the foreclosed properties, it can be, you know, who owns, who's liable for the, you know, absentee-owned properties, who's liable. This will also help on clarifying responsibility and making sure, again, apartments are up to code. And, you know, there's been, huge problems with asthma in the city and, you know, lead poisoning has gone down, but, you know, some serious health concerns related to the housing. And so this, again, it's, you know, a step in that direction. You know, there are lots of things that, you know, need to happen. Well.
And if I may, one of the things I think this does for landlords like Mr. Brown is we're raising the bar for the landlords that are cutting corners. So a company like his, you know, they're trying to respond to complaints. They're trying to provide good quality housing. But there's a lot of other folks out there that are cutting corners either through ignorance or willfully, and he has to compete on an uneven playing field with people who aren't investing in their properties and keeping them up. And this helps level the playing field for everybody.
Sure. Harold Brown.
Well, I think the gentleman that called in is quite right. If you have a problem, you concentrate on that problem. You don't go out over the universe because that's very inefficient and very costly and ends up not working. And for example, the commissioner is quite right, like the fire in Alston, which was terrible with all those people living there, and these other problem properties. But those people aren't going to register. So even though you have this huge program at this tremendous expense, you're still going to have these same problems because these people aren't going to register. You're not going to know them. The commissioner can't fix anything if he doesn't know about it. And so you're going to have the same thing you have now. It's working now. You're just spending a lot of money for nothing.
Well, what about that point, Commissioner Glasscock? I mean, if this were the if this Linden Street apartment would be the ideal one to zone in on, but they're not registered, how do you even know to go and inspect them?
Sooner or later, we're going to find all the apartments in the city of Boston. And as Kathy pointed out, it's our focus the first year of inspections to look at properties that have a track record of violations, have a track record of complaints. That's going to keep us busy for the first year. And as we're out in the neighborhoods and over time, we'll find more and more rental units that didn't register. We'll bring them into the system. This isn't meant to cure all the problems in the first year. Rental apartments in Boston didn't get this way overnight. It's not reasonable to believe that we're going to get all the problems fixed overnight. This is a program that goes out over the next 5 years, trying to look at all 140-some thousand rental units. And we eventually will have everybody registered and have the inspections go on. And, you know, 5-10 years from now, it'll be like registering your car, registering your dog, registering anything else. It's part of living in a city like Boston.
In the time we have left, I want to take another call. This is from a landlord.
I would like to make one suggestion to save a lot of time and money. Why don't you just go to the assessing records? You have the assessments of all the buildings in the city and pick out the rental units and then concentrate on those.
I wish it were that easy, but the assessing records doesn't clearly identify what's rental and what's not. We can sort of sift out of that to find multiple unit buildings and ones that are getting the residential exemption. That's a start, but that's not the entire universe of rental housing.
Let's fit in one more call. This is from a landlord. This is Josh from Brighton. And Josh, you will certainly be affected by this. What do you think about it?
Thank you for taking my call. I see this as a money grab and in an attempt to pump up the bureaucracy over there at Inspectional Services. I think that there's been this sort of this registration has been in place, I believe, for a little while. I don't know if everyone's doing it or not.
It doesn't go into effect until the end of August, early September.
It has been in effect for years.
Well, the registration
process.
Brian Glasscock, the registration goes into effect at the end of August?
Yeah, you need to be registered by August 31st.
Right, so this is a new program.
And it will cost you $25 the first year for each unit. Every subsequent year will cost you $15 per unit. If you're charging average rent in Boston, I don't know, Mr. Brown probably knows it, $1,200, whatever the average rent
probably
is in Boston.
Probably much higher than that
at
this
rent.
Point. Yes.
That's a pretty low rent.
Right.
But
yeah,
I'm being conservative.
Exactly.
So that $25 the first year and $15 subsequent year, it's $1 a month out of $1,200 a month average or much, much higher. That's really not a good argument that it's too costly.
Thank you very much. We've been talking about, again, a new law. The deadline is the end of August. It requires landlords to register the rental apartments with the city of Boston. We've been talking with Brian Glasscock, the commissioner of Boston's Inspectional Services Department, also with Harold Brown. He's chairman and CEO of the Hamilton Company. He owns about 2,000 to 3,000 residential rental units in Boston. And Kathy Brown, coordinator for the Boston Tenant Coalition. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up next, we'll be talking about a community art space that's fueling the creative scene in Providence. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.